Have your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
7:51 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Time to take a look at the small or to do the small business wellness check-in. But in today's installation, we're actually having a conversation with the founder of a new microfinancing venture capital fund for black women in tech launches. Milisa Mabinza is the founder of South Africa's first solely black woman-owned private equity fund for these startups. It's called Kula Lula. And, you know, it's such an interesting conversation to look into the world of microfinancing and venture capitalism. And I'm really keen to find out from Milisa what this COVID-19 experience has been like for her specifically. On that note, we say good morning, Milisa. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Good morning, Rafile. Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. Let's start very briefly from the beginning, which is the fact that you've always had an entrepreneurial bent. You've always been interested in business, in growing something of your own. Where did that start?
Yeah, I've always just had a love for finance and investments. And I think that really comes from like my upbringing. Mm-hmm. I came from a very entrepreneurial family. Like everyone from my mother, father, grandparents, every single person was involved in business. And that really formed and shaped my ideas around entrepreneurship and made me pursue a BCom accounting degree as well as my honors in investment management.
Mm. So as someone who you've just, you know, given us the background at home and your academic background, but you have obviously been working to build up your own wealth throughout this time. But at the age, you're 29 right now, but at your age, when many are solely or primarily focused on, as you said, your own wealth and, you know, you're building something for yourself, you thought to create a venture capital fund that would look at financing the undertakings of other young black women in South Africa. What compelled you to do that?
Well, I've always like just been fascinated with investments from a very young age. I think I was 16 when I bought my first share. And having studied investment management at university, private equity has always been so intriguing to me. I'd grow up reading about people like Chamath, Mark Andreessen, Ben Horowitz from A16Z, but I never really felt fully represented. Mm. And also in South Africa, the career path to get into VC is not very clear. And I'd worked as a equity analyst, that's public equity analyst before, but not in the VC space. And these are some of the driving factors that really inspired the formation of my fund. I really wanted to create and like expand access in private equity for black women to receive funding and for black women to have careers in private equity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really ambitious and lovely goal, actually. Very inspiring goal. Milisa, so you have this this microfinancing venture capital fund. How do you decide that this is the business that I will invest in? Are you looking at the founder of the company? Are you looking at the business itself and its potential? How do those two factors affect whether or not you finance?
That's a really great question. So one of the things that stands out about Kula Lula is that we want to expand accessibility and visibility in private equity. So the starting point for all our funding is that we have open applications. Anybody can, any woman, black woman, can apply to us. Like if you saw our ad on Instagram or YouTube anywhere or even on radio, you would be able to apply for funding. And one of the things that we consider the most are metrics. Like those are the numbers. Your story can be great, your idea can be great, but if your metrics don't match up, then we're not going to choose you. And some of those metrics include like looking at the monthly recurring revenues that you could generate in your business, basically looking at the number of visitors that could, if it's like an online store, for instance, mm-hmm. how many visitors come on your page and how can they be converted into actual sales? Also looking at the cost to acquire one single customer, sure. like how much would it cost to market and invest in that, and how we could allocate capital across your business. Those are the deciding factors in that really make a business stand out to Kulenula. Okay.
All right, so I can't just come into your boardroom and sparkle and shine and voila, I've got 200,000 rand for my business. Oh, darn.
Not at all.
Okay, so on that point, you know, you've one of your first beneficiaries in your that you microfinanced was called Native Nylon, a fashion e-commerce platform. When you are having conversations about investing with your startups or with your with these companies, what does your relationship look like, and how does it? Yeah, what does relationship look like once you've invested? How are you present in the company, if at all?
Oh, in the company. Mm. Once I've invested, we have such an equal relationship. Like, there's not even a single decision that is made without Portia, her consent, her approval, my consent, my approval. Like, it's very equal. I treat them on equal footing. And another thing is, it's not just funding that's provided. We provide her with mentorship. We provide her with guidance. And at the same time, I think it's really funny, but I don't just serve in the role as a VC. Like, if she needs someone to straighten the hair of a model, I show up, I do that. Like, it's so much work to get a startup off the ground, sure. and I invest my heart and soul into it.
Yeah, yeah. What has 2020, COVID-19, and of course lockdown taught you?
Oh, it taught me a lot. Mm-hmm. First of all, it taught me to have trust and faith in my ideas. Because when COVID-19 had started, we had had our applications open. And I was really scared then as to, like, what is going to happen next.
Yeah.
And it was around the time when lockdown was at level one. And I didn't know, like, okay, are we even going to have e-commerce stores anymore? But luckily, I had seen the effects of COVID-19 in China because I own some Asian stock. Mm-hmm. And there, the e-commerce stores were blowing up and doubling in value. And I was like, okay, if that can happen there, then it is a sign that it can also happen here, whereby more customers migrate to online shopping platforms as opposed to shopping physically. So it gave me a lot of assurance in my ideas and gave me a lot of assurance in pushing through with the funding opportunity, and we eventually got to the end.
Yeah, yeah, really lovely. Just very finally and very quickly, some studies have shown that with female entrepreneurship, only about 9% of South African women are involved in early stage entrepreneurial activity. Your advice, in a few words, to women that are at that point, perhaps doubting themselves, perhaps nervous about the future, what would you say to them?
I would say to them that be affirmed in your ideas. Like, your businesses matter, what you're creating matters. And you'll eventually find the people to work with, as well as try and collaborate across. Find other women in the space that you're in to collaborate and work with, because they're the more likely to take that chance on you and mm-hmm. to build along with you. So, yeah, that's the advice I'd give.
Fantastic. Melissa Mabinza, thank you so much for your energy and passion and the work that you do.
Oh, thank you.
I hope to touch base with you as we go along throughout 2021 and beyond.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. That's Melissa Mabinza, the founder of the microfinancing venture capital fund called Kulalula.